Hey, and welcome back to the Lion's End Podcast. We are on episode 22 of season 2. Today is change. So we're going to talk about change. We're going to go through some things. And change is one of those things that a lot of people get scared of, and they don't realize exactly what the positive impacts it can have and how we grow. So growth is one of those things that as you get older and get more experience, you start realizing situations you want to be in, situations you don't. So change is one of those things that as you sit back and start thinking about it, the positive impacts and how it can really take you from this level to the next, it's one of the things as well as we sit back and start thinking about our lives as growth, and you need to change certain things, and being stagnant, it does not encourage growth. Encouraging growth is one of those things that sometimes your situation that you were in before, it was amazing, but there's always room for growth and always things we can take from this to the next. So change, starting first, is to think about where you could improve. Number one thing is the improvement. Is it in your physical, your mental, and how we pair these two? If you're using it in a fitness aspect, mental gonna hold you and move you forward. And physical then is the actual doing of things. The mental side of things is usually the holdback for most people. Changing that, change up a routine. We've touched this numerous times. You can meditate, listen to positive things, look for those people that bring you up mentally, triggering and flipping switches. And then the physical is actually going out and doing it, understanding programming, because so many people do not understand how workout programs work. And that's the whole purpose of having a trainer. You have to find the person that fits you. A lot of the time training is just that, is you got to find the person that actually fits your build, your exactly what you want out of people, and results matter. Sometimes people think about they want to do this, this, and this, but then they don't want understand the actual plan to get there. That's one of the biggest things. So change that. Sit down, think about your mental health first, and then your physical, thinking on your change physically and mentally. So mentally, how you're going to flip that switch, make more positive impacts in your own life. Which things are you going to do? Listen to podcasting, listen to positive music, meditation, flipping all those things. Now the physical side is what program. So numerous trainers would tell you that is, any good trainer would tell you the program is everything. So the program, understanding how, what takes you to that next level, understanding the science behind things. What have you been doing great? What have you not understood? And do you understand what program you're actually following? So those are some of the biggest things that I would encourage and say to people to really question, not question trainers, but question yourself. Like, think of what program are you on and what are you doing and why? That's one of the biggest questions, especially for change, if you want to see those impacts. A lot of the change and growth is going to be scary at first. You get the impacts, and then especially in the science of working out, and then we're going to flip to just life, but you have to understand there's things have to change. Some things stay the same growth-wise, all of that. Now, in life, very much, some things are going to stay similar. You're not going to completely overhaul your whole life, but what are the things that really have that room for improvement and growth? Number one, usually for most people, is just getting in their own head, not thinking, not enjoying the moments, thinking about yesterday, thinking about tomorrow rather than living in it. It happens to many people, and a lot of the best mental health work you can do is through honestly doing it by yourself, doing things, understanding what and why, end of days, start of days, triggering, setting up those things. So what are the things that pick you up to start your day? What do you listen to? What do you end your day with? Thinking about all the pushes and throughout the day, how you pick yourself up. One of the better books in the world for all of these things is Inner Excellence. It changes your life. It is a great book to listen to. It teaches you throughout the day how you pick yourself up and how you go in a loop, basically. So if you're not doing that, you don't understand, and then you're back in that negative loop. So change, being that we need to change that, we need to make that impact right now. Sit back, think about it. When do you go in the negative loop? What things trigger? Are you thinking and putting into your brain losses rather than wins? Oh, this could go wrong. If you do that, you've already put it into your brain. It's one of the concepts talked about in that book. And rather than put in what you can do, if you think about the things you can't do, if you do that, it will constantly go in that loop, and then you will not get the positive benefits out of it, and then you'll not understand why you're not seeing the differences. Being that it's such a thing in today's world, we put that into our own brain and then we want different outcomes. You have to sit back, think about it, and then see that I need to put the positivity in so that I get and reap that reward. Now, as always, keeping it short, think about in your life the change. So what you start your day, end your day with, and then throughout the day, question yourself what things trigger you to go into these negative loops. If we want to change our life, we have to address that. So change those. How are we going to actually put that into our brain and think about we need to switch those situations? How we're going to do that is think about positivity, put that in. Don't let other people have rent in your head. There's no free rent anywhere. So allow that to be erased and removed, and then focus on all the learning principles of life and see all the good in yourself and the impacts it can make going forward. If you sit back and start thinking about all of the things that could go wrong, they're going to go wrong. So think about all the things that could go right and then put that positivity out there and you will get it. So sit back, think about what areas and where do you get triggered to go down the negative loop, erase those, and let's focus on getting forward and focusing on the positives. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat again soon.